This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It seems we all have those days when we feel deluged by the cares of life and our worries threaten to overcome us. However, days such as these have happened to people throughout history. Join us as we talk about how God rescued an Old Testament character while he was in the midst of his anxiety. Today's message is entitled, Encouragement for the Overwhelmed.
Do you ever get overwhelmed by the challenges of life and feel like throwing in the towel? Well, God has a helpful word for you today. I hope you'll stay with us. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. God of grace and glory, we gather around your Holy Scripture today, needing to hear a word of life from you. We thank you for your willingness to come and strengthen and guide and direct us as we face the ups and downs of life. So speak, O Lord. Your servants are listening. Amen. Our reading for today is from 1 Kings chapter 19, another Elijah story. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets of Baal with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life like the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." Then Elijah was afraid. He got up and fled for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. He left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It's enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I'm no better than my ancestors." Then Elijah lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly, an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. Elijah ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank, and then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. At that place he came to a cave and spent the night there. And then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they're seeking my life to take it away." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before me, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Elijah answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." And then the Lord said to him, "Go. Return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall kill, and whoever escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. So Elijah set out from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, who was plowing. Here ends our reading. Dear friends, have you ever felt like running away from it all? Like throwing in the towel? Ever felt like saying, I give up, I quit? The pressures and disappointments are just too much. I know I've had those kind of moments in life. It's a fact that life has challenges and problems, and no one is exempt from them. Not even God's most dedicated servants. Servants like Elijah. Did you catch that prayer that he gave the Lord? It's too much, Lord. Take away my life. I might as well be dead. I'm no better than my ancestors. I must admit, it's kind of refreshing to see someone of this spiritual stature going through this kind of crisis. I can identify with that. He's burned out. He's feeling broken and alone, like a loser. We need to ask, though, what's going on here? What's driven Elijah to this place? Well, as I explained last week, dark times were happening in Israel. Baal worship, the worship of fertility gods, was replacing the worship of the only God amongst the people of God. That first commandment that he had given them was being ignored and broken by his people and even promoted by the leadership, such as King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. Elijah had been called by God to call the people back to God alone, worship only God. He had faced one difficult challenge after another as he carried out this service to the Lord, wound up hiding out in the wilderness for 3 years from evil King Ahab, as God sent this drought upon the people to teach them that only he could provide for them. He had had to move to a faraway land, away from his familiar surroundings, to a place where Baal worship was basically it. He stood alone amongst those kind of folks. God had taken care of him, but obviously, that would wear on someone. Most recently, he had taken on the priests of the Baal gods in a contest at Mount Carmel, and he won, hands down. It's a wonderful story. You can read it in 1 Kings 18. But now, as he was just enjoying the victory, Queen Jezebel and King Ahab threatened to kill him. And something inside Elijah just snapped. And so in a panic, he runs away into the wilderness. He's tired. He's emotionally overwhelmed. He's feeling alone. He's burned out. He's feeling like a loser. And his prayer, it almost sounds suicidal. Elijah has lost his perspective altogether. You ever had a moment like that? I know I've had a few in my own ministry. Well, it's in the midst of this personal trial that the Lord God comes and shows his mercy and grace. He doesn't turn his back on his servant. Instead, he comes to him and provides comfort and strength to this broken individual. As I said, he was out in the wilderness. Elijah had run out as far away as he could from Queen Jezebel. And after his desperate prayer, he fell asleep under a broom tree, and the Lord let him sleep. Isn't that interesting? He first lets him rest. We sometimes get so exhausted that everything looks impossible. we need to have some sleep. God knew that about Elijah, so he let him sleep. And then he sent someone to wait upon him, an angel, who awakened Elijah and said, "Food has been prepared for you. Get up and eat." He had prepared some cakes, probably angel food cakes. and then he let him go back to sleep again, and then wakes him later on and feeds him again and tells him to go to Mount Horeb, the Mount of God. And so Elijah ate, and he went for 40 days and 40 nights on that nourishment from the Lord. And he finds the mountain and a cave on that mountain, and he enters the darkness of the cave, and there he sits. And God begins to have a counseling session in the midst of that darkness with Elijah. First, he asks Elijah to speak to him. He says, "Elijah, what are you doing here? Go ahead, speak up and tell me what's going on." And God listens to Elijah's complaint. "Lord, I have been zealous for you. I have been working so hard for you. But your people have broken the covenant, the commandment. They have torn down the altars to you, and they've begun to worship the Baals, and they've killed the prophets, and I'm the only one left." Then God, after hearing him out, says, "Elijah, I think it's time to get out of that cave that you're sitting in. It's just way too dark in here. You need some light. Come out, stand before me. Look up to me." That's the place to be encouraged, you see, to get your eyes off of Jezebel and Ahab and out of the darkness and get your eyes on me. I'm here for you. So Elijah went out, and he experienced this great fireworks show, wind that ripped mountains apart, and an earthquake, and a fire, but God was not in any of these. He was putting on a show, as if to show Elijah that he had great power, to encourage him. And when that was all done, when the show was over, there was sheer silence. And some versions of scripture, it says there was a sound of gentle blowing. Silence. And in the silence, God asks again, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And Elijah responds with the same prayer, complaint. And then God speaks. He clarifies things for Elijah. He restores his perspective with his word. He says, "Elijah, you are still my man for the job. Now go. Get back in this game. And I'm going to tell you why you can do that confidently, Elijah. You might feel alone, but you're not alone. I will be working quietly in the political processes through these kings, Hazael and Jehu. I'm always at work, Elijah. I'm in charge. And I have selected an assistant who is waiting to work with you, to be your successor. His name is Elisha. And he will assist and minister to you. You don't have to go on feeling alone. And by the way, Elijah, there are 7,000 who have not bowed to the Baals, who are still on my side, and therefore on your side. Be of good confidence." Quite the counsel from the word of the Lord. And so, comforted and counseled, Elijah got up and went back into the game. And everything God said and promised came to pass. God's word is always true. He found Elisha. And in fact, he outlived both Jezebel and Ahab. God had the last word. The story is a good one for those of us who are tired and depressed and burned out and wanting to just run away. Maybe you've experienced recently the loss of a spouse or a loved one. Maybe you're a parent that is experiencing a frustrating situation trying to raise your children, keep them on the straight and narrow, and keep them following the Lord, and it's just not working out. Maybe you're a caregiver, and you just are wearing out as you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and things just seem to be getting worse instead of better. And God seems to be speaking to us today through the working of His Holy Spirit in His Word and pointing us to Elijah and saying, hey, I took a tired, depressed individual and I comforted and strengthened him. I was there for him and I'm here for you. I want you to turn to me. The God that took care of Elijah is here for you and me. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're not alone. God is always with you. He loves you. In fact, He's invested heavily in you. Look what He did for you through His Son, Jesus Christ. When you were lost from Him in your sin, He gave us Jesus, who died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins, to take away the stain of our sinfulness, make us clean in your God's sight. He rose again for you, that you might have the life gift of eternal life. All this He did to make you His own son and daughter. And He's encouraging you and me today through this story of Elijah to remember to, if you're in a cave, come out of the darkness and stand before Him. Look up. When you don't like the outlook, try the uplook. Turn to Him. He seems to be saying to us, why don't you let me help you face those difficulties and challenges in your life that are getting the best of you? I'm a big God, and I have a big love for you. Isaiah tells us He's a wonderful counselor, the everlasting God, the Prince of Peace. And if you are a follower of Jesus, which I hope you are, you have a promise He's given you. Lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age. He's speaking that to servants like you who trust in Him. Like Elijah, you need to remember that you can run to Him. You can come into His presence in solitude and silence and sit with Him in His Word. He has a word for you. You can hear Him remind you as He says, be still and know that I am God. I love you, and nothing, I mean nothing, can ever separate you from my love in Christ Jesus, my dear son and daughter. You are not alone. I'm here for you, just like I was there for Elijah. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, it's good to know that You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never desert Your people. May the grace and the promise that Elijah experienced from Your hand be an encouragement to each one of us to always run to You, believing that You're in charge and nothing can separate us from Your love in Christ. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to let God help you face the difficulties and challenges in your life. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Many people choose to support this ministry with a memorial gift. A memorial gift is given to remember a loved one or friend. Address your gifts to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. We are thankful to all those who support this ministry with their prayers and finances. Be sure to check out our website at www.christiancrusaders.org, where you can find a link to both an audio and a printed copy of today's program. Previous broadcasts are offered as well as many other spiritual helps. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing cost is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you were able to join us for worship today and pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and radio speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 79th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.